Hello, poetry lovers and degenerates.
So Hamish Harwood, MX2 and 125 class. 125 class you cleaned up pretty easily. Tell us more about that 250 class.
With the 250 class, I had some pretty bad starts for where I want to be. I was probably around 8 to 12 in both of the first two motos, and it made it really hard. I fought back to the front pretty quickly, but just the Maximus in the first race and Wilson in the second race, they were just too far gone. But yeah, I felt pretty comfortable. In the last moto, got a pretty good start. I was in third, and then within about three corners, I made some real good passes, like bang bang and into the lead, so gapped them a bit and then tried to just hold it there while I wasn't too tired.
And what's the motivation in doing two classes this year? I know you did two last year, but you've dropped down to the 125 class.
Yeah, it's kind of just what the team and KDM wants me to do. They kind of suggest something to me and I go, yep, that sounds good to me, and yeah, that's kind of all it is. And I don't know, it's just more bike time, and because I'm young and fit enough, I can do two classes. So the 125 is a lot easier on the body than a 300 two-stroke or a 450, but I'm enjoying it. It's good fun.
And last year you rode the 250 two-stroke, this year on the 250 four-stroke with the rule changes. How you feeling that?
Oh, it's a funny one there. A lot of people think it's unfair on the two-stroke, but it's all track dependent, and depending on the person if they can or can't ride a two-stroke, four-stroke. But I really enjoy it, actually. It's the four-stroke, it's so much smoother and nicer to ride. Yeah, the two-stroke's like a bucking bull, and especially on a slick track like today, I reckon I really would have struggled. But yeah, I'm just really, really loving the four-stroke, and yeah, it goes to show a lot of people weren't convinced I could ride a four-stroke, but we're here, got the win, and happy.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for that, Hamish.
Cool, thank you.
So here with Michael Cotter, GM of Kawasaki. First outing for you at the 2019 Fox Motocross Nationals. How did it go for the team?
It was a mixed bag today. We Cohen did very well in the MX1 class, rode consistent, and ended up, I think, fourth overall for the day, so really happy with that. Ethan had a good first moto, but unfortunately the next two motos didn't go to plan, so he's going to have some catching up to do at the next three rounds, but that's racing. Yeah. We love to have good results and for things to go perfectly, but if it was easy, everyone would do it.
Obviously, this is a new team for Kawasaki. You've got a few new sponsors on board that we haven't seen in the pits for a while, or if ever. It's coming together pretty nice. How do you feel about this whole team environment?
Real good. It's been an exciting season this year. We've got some outside sponsors on board, which is cool for the industry, cool to happen, with E&I and also Mainstream. So that's exciting. That was good for us, and we've got a whole, all new riders, bringing Cohen on board as our MX1 rider and Ethan as the MX2 rider. So yeah, I mean, you got to give Shane Verhoeven the credit for that. Like he saw potential and took a few risks, but obviously that's why he's done good in business too. He's knows what to look for, and I think we've had a very, very successful season so far.
And predictions or maybe goals for this 2019 with the team?
Oh, to be honest, if we finish top five in both classes, that's really, I think, our goals for the first season. That would be nice to do that. Even if we don't, it's still been a good year so far. But I'd be lying if I say we can't. If we couldn't end up in the top five or have one of them in the podium on the box, that would be that would be obviously a great result.
Well, it seems like that KX 450 is quite a weapon compared to previous years. Are they looking at obviously upgrading the 250 anytime soon?
Yeah, the 250 will be getting upgraded, and hopefully it will happen. This coming season, the 2020 model will be new. Generally, that's what happens after the 450 gets upgraded. The next year or 2 years, the 250 gets done. So yeah, nothing official has been released yet, but we are off to Japan in a few months, so we will see what the 2020 models are going to be like in a few months. But you know, we're happy where we're placed in the market and the growth that we've had in the last 2 years. We've increased our market share, and you know, it's you know, all we're trying to do is get the green brand out there and make people see us and at least think about us when they're thinking of a new bike.
All right, hey, thanks for that, Michael.
Cheers, Chris.
Okay, Cody Cooper, Honda Racing. Good day for you, I think, overall. You said last year you're not really a big fan of this place, or at least you never come away from here with very many points the first few rounds, so this time you've done well.
Yeah, I was in a good position to lead the championship from here last year, but I ended up crashing, so in the last moto I was in the lead and yeah, just ruined it. So that's good to have the bike feeling awesome. They did a good job with the track. It was a lot better, a lot rougher, but more lines, you know. Still hard to pass, but I think it was a lot better, and just yeah, I'm real happy to get away from here just with the lead anyway, for sure.
And so are you on the 19 now? How's that feeling compared to last year's bike?
Yeah, it's way faster, the engine. My practice bike and race bike pretty much stock, so good power, real happy with that. And just changed with M-Spec and with suspension, and I think what he's done and with the changes that Honda have done on the rear of that and the frame and stuff is just awesome. It's just got so much traction now.
And so this year you've also taken on a role of managing the team. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, running the team. I think it was just the hardest part was just getting everything done from scratch, because obviously we didn't have the truck anymore, so we had to do pit tents and stuff and van and trailer and start from scratch pretty much. So it ate into a bit of our budget, but we managed to do it, so I'm pretty happy with it.
It's not impacting your racing, obviously, because today, what was it, a 2-1-1?
Yeah, I think there was a couple of sponsors that aren't with us now. They thought that it would be a problem, so I guess it's not.
And I see the first race, you were really hounding Gibbs there for a while, and it looked like almost he was maybe holding up a bit. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I definitely think he was holding me up, but from my point of view. And then the second one as well, a little bit. But he had some, I don't think he would have been holding me up in the last one. By the sounds of it, he was riding pretty good. And yeah, I still won the last one, and just happy to come away.
It also looks like you're just not actually pushing it too hard that last race. You had a real big lead, you're almost just managing it.
Yeah, sort of, and then you get stuck in your ways, and when you're not behind someone, you don't know that the lines have gone off or they're good or not. So and apparently my lines weren't that good, so in that last run, and I actually felt a little bit tired, like just not into it before that race, so I was a little bit off my game, I thought. But got the start, and then that got me going, and then it took me a little while to get into it.
And so three more rounds to go. Obviously pretty keen to get that number one plate back. Tell us about the number 121. Where did that come from?
Well, I guess I've run number one for about 5 years straight here, so I didn't really know what my number was. So I just, Honda wanted me to run my American number that I ran, so I just ran that.
Perfect. All right. Hey, thanks for that, Cody.
Cool. Thank you.
So Maximus Purvis here, MX2. Race one, pretty good for you, right? You cleaned out?
Yeah, race one was alright. Got a good start and made quick passes early on and then checked out.
And then race two was probably the tricky one of the day. They put a lot of water down. It was pretty slippery. Bit of a mid-pack start, and it took you a while to get going, really. I mean, halfway through the race, you picked up the pace and picked some more people off, but was it just a bit of a case of getting to know the track again?
Yeah, again, figuring out some new lines and yeah, real bad start, but yeah, sussed the track out and then started picking them off towards the end, and yeah, it was all right.
And the last race, obviously, you getting a bit tired, or was it just, I mean, you had the speed there at the start and then the guys just sort of pulled away a little bit at the end?
Yeah, it's definitely got a little bit tired, but I didn't want to override the track, so I just took third. And, yeah.
Yep, fair enough. And how was the track today for you? How'd you find it?
It was good fun. Some checks, sections were real hard and some were good, but it's all good fun.
And you're enjoying the 250F compared to the 125?
Yeah, definitely a lot better than 125. More fun.
Cool, okay, thanks for that, mate.
Sweet.
So here with Kurt Gibbs for Altherm Windows JCR Yamaha. Not a bad day for you today, pretty consistent, I think. That last race, obviously, a bit of a crash. Put you to the back, but you powered forward to second, not too far behind Cody. So how did you find your day?
Yeah, the day was all right. Qualified second. First moto was good, got a hole shot, and withstood a lot of pressure from Coops. He was all over me, but it was hard this morning. I had to ride a lot of insides, and he was starting to search a few other lines, and he was finding a few better ones, but I was lucky enough to hold him off, which was good, get a win. And then the second race, I got into the lead three or four laps in, once I passed Kane, but Coops just had way better lines in that second race and got away from me, so that was a little bit disappointing. And then the last race, I made a big mess of it, ruined my start, just got sideways in the rut out the front, and then went down like three turns in. So yeah, made it really hard. Went down, but I really wanted to try and get back to second so that the points difference wasn't too much. So I really put in. It was a shame because that was the best I felt all day. The last race I felt really good. I felt like I was hitting my marks really well, and wasn't quite as slippery. So that's when I felt the best. So it's a shame, but all in all, it was a pretty good day.
So it looked like from the viewing anyway that the first race was almost perfect, pretty tacky. Second race was a bit muddy, and the third race was maybe a little bit dry. How did you find the actual track itself?
The track actually held up not too bad. I was a bit surprised. First race was, it was a tiny, like, it was dry, a bit dry in spots, and a little bit wet in other spots, but it still had that real slick base. So the first moto was decent. Second moto, they threw that water down, and then I just struggled. I think it was a little bit slipperier than normal, and then that's where I struggled with. And then that last race, it was drier. Although it was still shiny, it was, I think I feel a lot more comfortable when it's a little bit drier. So yeah, that's what I mean. But all in all, that yeah, they did a good job. Would have been probably a tiny bit better if they could get a little bit more water in the morning. But all in all, they did a really good job, and the track turned out really good.
And finally, yeah, now on the Yamaha from the KTM last year, what are the major differences you're finding? And you're obviously gelling with the bike pretty quick. Josh says it's your second race here on it. So obviously enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy the Yamaha. Yeah, obviously big changes from the KTM to the Yamaha, and you know, the KTM does some things really well, and then the Yamaha does other things really well. So it's just trying to gel with it. It's just awesome that I can have a CDR bike over here and tie in with Josh. The CDR team have a really good base, so for me it's I've only done 2 days testing, and that was really early on when I started riding. So you know, go home this time and do a bit more and try and get the bike even better, which I think we can, and that hopefully that'll allow me to go faster again. So but I really enjoy the Yamaha. Yeah, just stoked to have a bit of a change and bring a bit more excitement back to my you know, just going racing, just a lot more excitement. So I'm not getting any younger.
All right, thanks there, Kirk.
Cool, thank you.
Got him.
Okay, well, Daniel Newman here, privateer hero for round one, Taranaki MX2 class. I think the scores were DNF 15-15. Apart from that first DNF down, how did you feel the day went?
It's going all right for the meantime, but until some of these kids, you know, these fast little kids here just pile drive you, coming back from dead last to 18th, and a kid just ran me over. But other than that, we came away unscathed, and the sore right testicle, and we were all ready for the second moto. In second moto, lost my goggles, second corner, had to do the old cross-country pit stop for another set of goggles. Lost a fair few spots, but we came back to 15th, and before the wheels fell off. Then the last one, we just plodded around in 15th for the last, and then nearly got 14th on the last corner, but he ran me high and took my handle bar, so we nearly got it. But we came away unscathed, and we can go to work tomorrow.
And what are the goals for this year's season? I see you're on a new bike, the old KTM. Are you enjoying that as well?
It's a good change. There's a lot more power than I actually realised, and then following the boys that come and train, the Harwoods and Hayden Smith and all the KDM boys that come and train, tell me what I should do and shouldn't do, and it's a bit of a learning curve from that point of view, and getting the suspension set up, and it's, yeah, big gains, really. Just top 15 is the plan for this year.
All right, and obviously, do you know where you turned up this round?
Overall?
I have no clue overall-wise just yet, but I'm sure I'll find the sheet and figure that out sooner rather than later.
And so, three more rounds to go. Any plans, any tips, anything you are going to change for the next ones?
Sit in your position for half a lap in the first lap and let everyone get squirrely and then start to make moves. As I figured out, being too aggressive at the start with every other fast kid that doesn't mind being on ACC, that it's not the case for me, really. Just let them do their thing and then start making some passes about half a lap in.
Okay, so then race two here was pretty muddy. They dumped a lot of water on the track. Not so good for that race, but you probably agree it was needed for the entire day, because the last race wasn't as dusty as it has been. So what do you think about that second mudder?
Loved it, but hated it at the same time. But everyone on the start line, the Groombridges, the Blackburns and all the rest that were next to me and said, there was a lot of explicit words said about the track, but worked in my favour, being a taller guy, just learn from the Chris Power himself and stand up on the toes and just ride around the ruts.
All right, so any tips for the other privateers out there? How to get off the island?
Bank of Dad is a big thing. As soon as you get off that teat, you have to work hard to pay for your bikes, and that's not an ideal situation.
And any sponsors you want to just thank anyway, mate?
Mr. Motorcycles, Spy Goggles, Northern Accessories, Holeshot MX, and that is it, I'm pretty sure.
And so you have obviously your goals this year is top 15, but you wouldn't mind a fill-in spot either on a team, is that correct?
Oh, that would be lovely. It just mean I wouldn't be water blasting my bike at the end of the day myself. But I love doing the hard yards, you know. It makes a better story at the end of the day.
It does indeed. Thanks for that, Dan.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Josh Coppins, Yamaha Yamalube JCR. First round of the Nationals, your two guys, MX1, MX2, both finished in the points. Pretty happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent start. Managed to win motos in both classes, but not the overalls. So some mistakes from the guys, especially Kirk in the last moto that cost him the win, and then Max in the second race, which cost him valuable points as well. So Kane was pretty solid considering he's coming from injury, so quite happy with where he was at. But yeah, we can all make some improvements for the next round, definitely. But I think from a team point of view, we provided a pretty good platform and quite happy with how the guys started out. They just need to execute a few more things better if they want to take that top step.
So Gibbs, obviously this is a new bike from this season. He seems to be gelling with that pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's really happy with the bike, which is great. You know, CDR's worked pretty hard with him. He's going back for some testing next week, so his first sort of real test, so to speak. So I think we're pretty much close to where he needs to be. Probably just needs a bit more racing time. You've got to remember Woodville was his first, which was last week, whereas these guys have done Taupo and Whakatane and a few other events. So no, he's gelled with it for sure, pretty good.
So it looks like in the MX1 anyway, it's going to be Cody Cooper and Kurt Gibbs for the title. Think it's going to go under the line?
Yeah, I wouldn't count Kane out yet, you know, and as soon as he's got enough fitness, people might not agree with me here, but I personally believe Kane probably has more speed than all three of them, but putting it to the finish line has been difficult for him. So as soon as he gets a bit of fitness, I'm not counting him out of it yet, but he's definitely on the back foot given the off-season he's had. But yeah, I would say it would definitely come down to probably those two. Potentially, if Kane can bounce back quick enough, he might get a sniff in there also.
Well, last year he was clearly the fastest rider here. Had a bit of a crash, so I guess the potential's there. Just how long has he been off the bike?
He's been off since Waikato Champs, so end of November, pretty much. So all of December and all of January, well, pretty much 2 months. So which is, it's not so much off the bike, it's just away from racing, you know, just getting that fitness, race fitness back. So he's, yeah, we'll see how he goes. We've just got to monitor it.
Okay, thanks for that, Josh.
Cheers.
All right, so talking to Brian Groobridge here, two classes this season again. What was the motivation behind that?
No motivation really. Hurl's got hurt last weekend at Woodville, so I decided I'd step up, do two classes, represent the brand in both, and yeah, just see how it goes.
So obviously MX2 was your first class and the 450 was the second choice, correct?
Yep, correct. Sure was. 250 was kind of, after having a good year last year, I kind of thought, you know, I'd give that another proper shot and just do that class, and then obviously the 450, we threw that in at the last minute, but yeah, no, it's all going well.
And so I see the first race was pretty good for you, but the standout, I think, from looking on the outside was race two. You got second to last, crashed the first corner, and you just blew by everyone. What was the what was your thoughts on the track being a bit wet, and secondly, the race itself?
Yeah, so I don't know why they do it, but for some stupid reason, they decided they'd water the track right before our second moto. And, you know, the track's already gone hard by then, so it just turns it into an ice skating arena. It seems to be a common occurrence that we have to deal with at the some of the major races in New Zealand. But, yeah, I got a kind of not an awesome start, and then someone went down in front of me in the first turn, so crashed with them, had nowhere to go, and then actually got hung up with a lapper again on the first lap and went down again and kind of got up, got going, and then yeah, just charged as far up as I could basically, and yeah, left whatever I had out there energy wise out on the track.
I think you ended up, was it fourth or fifth in that one?
I ended up fifth in that one, I think. Yeah, there's a couple guys, you know, they went too much further up the road, but the sun started coming out, so it got a bit challenging.
Yeah, it actually dried, like the first three quarters of the race was sloppy, and then those one lines came out and it got a bit dry and a bit tacky again.
Yeah, it did. It obviously, once some of the mud, you know, got swept off the track, then it come right, and you could actually, you know, take some different lines and things like that, and you were able to make passes, but goggles was the toughest thing early on.
And so race three, again, not a bad result, but probably didn't quite have the speed intensity that you had the first two races compared to on the last one?
Yeah, you know, doing two classes, and the second lot was back-to-back, so, you know, that takes a bit out of you, just don't have enough time to recover. I think there was still only one race maybe in between that and then the last round, so, or two races. You still haven't really recovered, so it's got hotter and hotter all day, so trying to deal with that as well. And didn't get an awesome start, but I charged through. I think I finished about sixth, and yeah, just ran out of energy at the end of the race, really.
And you're going to continue with two classes the rest of the season?
Yeah, at this stage I'll continue with two, and if, you know, probably just play it round by round, and if, you know, both classes are going good, then I'll just continue on in both, and then if, you know, if I have one bad round in one class and it drops me too far down in the points, then I might just focus on, you know, whichever class I'm doing better in.
And so do you think though that doing the two classes is a bit of a hindrance, or is the extra track time in your opinion helping you out?
Like, it's got its pluses and minuses, so obviously being out on the track more, you can see how it's developing, and you can find those lines that, you know, everyone doesn't have a chance to find, but at the same time you're also wearing yourself out more, so it's kind of six and one, half a dozen the other, I guess, as to whether it plays out in your favour or not.
And so predictions or goals for this season, both classes?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to get on the podium in at least one class, if not two. But yeah, we'll just see how that goes. It's all about just, you know, getting consistent results right throughout the four rounds and see where that puts us at the end.
And you're not running the 19250 today, is that not coming?
No, they're not here. I think they're here sometime in February, but I've got the 18 set up pretty good, so the chances of me switching over are probably looking pretty slim, but maybe if we get one and we get some bike time on it to kind of find a setup, then we may jump onto that because it is a little bit quicker. But yeah, we'll just see how we go.
All right, thanks for that, Brad.
Cool, thanks, Chris.
Testing, testing, cool. Okay, we're Wilson Todd here, MX2, Husqvarna. So the day went pretty well for you, I thought. First race, maybe not as great as you wanted. Not a bad start. Not a good start. Race two, you cleaned up, and race three, you hung in there the whole race.
Yeah, that's it. Got a pretty good qualifying, and got three hole shots today, which was good. Obviously, on the first lap in the first race, something happened. I don't even know what happened pretty fast. So I just threw that away and started pretty much last, and had to battle through, you know what I mean? Like, the race was pretty tough. So we bounced back for the second race, got another hole shot and led the whole thing, which was good. And third race, went out there, and my Hamish Harwood went straight around the outside of me in like turn two and checked out on me a bit, and then took me a while to try and figure out the lines and get a flow happening. So I mean, we found that and we reeled him back in a little bit, but Hamish was the best in the last race and beat me to the line. So I mean, we're walking out of here healthy, which is all right. So head back home tomorrow and get some training in, which will be good.
And how did you find this track here? Is it your first time to New Plymouth?
Yeah, I've only rode Woodville once before, and then never anything else in New Zealand, so everything's going to be pretty fresh to me.
And so you look like, today anyway, the king of the mud, because that second race they put a lot of water down, and you sort of adapted to that. Are you naturally a mud rider, or?
I don't know. Sometimes yes, and depends how I'm going at the time. I can go out and get a whole shot and ride clean, and I can ride really well. But if I struggle at all with, if I crash once, it pretty much falls apart for me. You know, like when the bike's covered in mud and I'm covered in mud and I'm mid pack, it's really tough for me in a mud race. But I mean, if I get out front, I think I can handle it pretty good.
And so three rounds to go. Your predictions? You pretty excited about doing the season?
Yeah, it'd be good. It's good to come over just to, because I'm on a new bike this year. It's a little bit of a testing for me as well. You know, I'm going to do some back and forth testing with my suspension tuner, and definitely know what I need to, after today, that what direction we need to go. So we'll go back and work on that a bit, and you know, just get some races under our belt, so when I come into our season back home, that I'll be ready to go out and race for a win.
So this is obviously a bit of a prep for the Aussie season, right?
Yeah, for sure. And definitely because it's a new bike, you know, I've never ridden a Husky before, so it's going to be good for me to learn and get used to, and prepare myself for my season back home.
And the Kiwis here looking after you, right?
Yeah, pretty good. Carl's looking after me, and couldn't ask for anything more.
Right, hey, cheers for that, Wilson.
Thank you.